AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
You know that feeling,
right?
You've been out shooting all day,
uh-huh.
And you've got these like amazing shots in your head. You just know you captured that perfect moment.
Yeah, the keepers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all that potential magic, it's just sitting on this tiny little SD card. It really is like the modern roll of film, isn't it?
It totally is. And, you know, it seems so small, but ignoring how to treat it right, that can lead to some serious, serious disappointment for photographers, any photographer, really.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we're doing our deep dive on today. We're talking about that thing everyone hears, format your SD card in your camera.
Right.
Sounds maybe like a chore, but honestly, it's fundamental. It can save you from losing photos, save you a ton of frustration.
Definitely. And we're digging into this based on some really solid info from a digital photography course resource. There's an article, Why You Need to Format the Card in Your Camera, from May 9th, 2025.
Okay.
And our mission here is to unpack why this is so recommended and, you know, give you some clear steps, make it just a normal part of how you shoot.
Okay, let's do it. Unpack the why. Why is formatting so important? Maybe start with something unexpected. Even a brand new card, fresh out of the pack, isn't always flawless.
That's a really good place to start, yeah. Because manufacturers, they have good processes, sure, but tiny issues can slip through. Formatting that new card in your camera, the one you'll use it in, It's like making sure they're speaking the exact same language from the get-go.
Establishes communication.
Precisely. A clear handshake.
But it's not just that initial setup, is it? I mean, the article mentions a story of a photographer who lost like half their photos from a trip.
Oh, that story. Yeah,
because the new card was faulty. Can you imagine that? That awful sinking feeling?
It's devastating to even think about. And it really drives home a key benefit of that first format. Like an early warning, it can actually catch those rare faulty cards before you trust them with, you know, once-in-a-lifetime shots.
A quick health check.
Exactly. Before the big shoot.
Okay, so that's new cards. What about once we've used a card a bit?
Yeah.
We all delete shots, right? Like a blurry one, a test shot. But the article says deleting isn't the same as formatting. Not at all.
Not even close. When you just hit delete on a photo, you're basically just telling the camera, okay, this spot is available now.
Right.
The data might still be kind of lingering there in pieces.
Right.
And over time, this leads to fragmentation. Think of it like pages scattered around instead of being in order.
Fragmented data. Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
It's not ideal. That disorganization, it increases the risk of file corruption, files getting damaged, unreadable.
Wow.
Formatting, though, that's a complete reset. It wipes the slate clean, sets up a fresh, organized file system that's like the card's table of contents. It drastically lowers the chance of photos getting corrupted.
Okay, so it's a full reorganization, not just tidying. That clicks. Mm. Now, performance. The article also said formatting helps the camera perform better. How does that actually work?
Well, what's interesting is that different cameras, even from the same brand sometimes, write data slightly differently.
Oh.
So when you format in the camera, you're essentially tailoring the card's structure perfectly for that camera's specific way of working.
Tailoring it.
Yeah, optimizing it. This usually means faster write speeds. Think about burst mode shooting really fast clicks. A properly formatted card is way more likely to keep up without lagging.
Gotcha. So using a card formatted elsewhere, or just deleting files, it's like trying to drive a sports car on a bumpy road. It might work, but it's slower, maybe less reliable.
That's a great analogy. Exactly. And, you know, going back to card health.
Right, you mentioned that.
The formatting process itself, in the camera, usually includes a quick check on the card's overall condition.
So like a little mini diagnostic runs each time?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing it regularly, formatting in camera, it's genuinely one of the best ways to catch a card that might be starting to fail.
Before disaster strikes.
Exactly. Before you lose photos because the card just gave up. Okay, let's talk errors. We've all seen it or heard about it. You put the card in and the camera says card error or card not recognized. So frustrating. How does formatting help avoid that nightmare?
That dreaded message. Yeah, often that happens when you're moving a card between different devices, maybe a laptop, another camera, a card reader, without reformatting it in the camera you're about to use.
Because they speak different languages, like you said earlier.
Kind of, yeah. Each might tweak the file system slightly. Formatting in your camera after every download makes sure the card is perfectly set up for that specific camera. It drastically cuts down on those recognition errors.
Consistency. Keeps the communication clear. Makes sense. Okay, here's one I bet everyone relates to. You're shooting, card's getting full.
Mm-hmm. The panic starts.
Yeah. And you face that choice. Delete older stuff right there on the tiny screen to make space. The article flags this as risky.
Very risky. Because, first, you might get the memory card full warning at the worst possible moment. But second, trying to quickly delete photos on that little screen under pressure.
Ooh, I can feel the stress just thinking about accidentally deleting a good one.
It happens. Formatting after you've safely downloaded and backed everything up means you start totally fresh. You know everything from the last shoot is safe, and you have an empty card. No need for that risky on-the-spot deleting.
Peace of mind. And a full card ready to go.
Exactly.
And the last why the article mentions. This one really clicks for me. Starting fresh for each project. Both practically, for storage, and mentally.
Oh, definitely. There's the obvious practical bit, knowing you have enough space. Simple. But there's also that psychological boost, right?
Yeah.
A clean, empty card feels like a fresh canvas. Mm-hmm. Lets you focus just on the new shoot. It's like tidying your desk before starting work.
Reconduing your SD card.
Huh. Yeah, pretty much sparking joy by clearing it out after backup, of course.
Always after backup. And the article notes a side benefit here too, right? Makes organizing easier later.
Oh, huge help for workflow. If you format after downloading when you import next time, you know every single image on that card belongs to that specific shoot.
No mixing up photos from different days or projects.
Exactly. Keeps your cataloging clean, much more efficient post-processing. It's a small habit, big impact on workflow.
Okay, the why is crystal clear now. It's way more than just hitting delete all. So let's get practical. The how. What are the exact steps the article lays out for proper formatting?
Right. Six key steps. Step one, and this is the absolute must-do first step, download all your images to your computer. Every single one you want to keep, get them off the card.
Non-negotiable. Okay, step two.
Equally vital, back up those images. Ideally, more than one place. External drive, cloud storage, whatever your system is, have a safety net. Redundancy is key.
Got it. Download, then back up. Step three.
Simple. Put the card back into your camera, not your computer, not a card reader, in the camera you'll be shooting with.
Okay. Step four.
Find the format option in your camera's menu. It's usually in setup or setting, something like that. Might need to check your manual the first time. Menus differ a bit.
Find format. Then step five must be.
The confirmation. Confirm the format operation. And pause here. Double check. Triple check. Are you sure everything is backed up? Because once you hit confirm.
No going back.
No going back. It's permanent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crucial pause there. And the last step? Step six.
Label the card as empty, especially if you juggle multiple cards. A little sticker, a system, whatever works, just helps you grab a ready-to-go card quickly and avoid mistakes.
Smart. Simple, but smart.
And look, the article puts a big, bold warning here, and we need to repeat it. Formatting permanently erases everything. Never, ever format until you are 100% certain your images are safe and backed up. There is no undo.
Loud and clear. No undo. Okay, so summing this all up, making this in-camera format a regular habit, part of your routine.
Mm-hmm.
It's small, but the benefits are huge, aren't they? Catching problems, preventing corruption, keeping things running smoothly.
Exactly. It's about reliability. It minimizes those tech headaches that drive photographers crazy, and it safeguards your actual work, your memories.
So the final thought for everyone listening. Think about all those photos, those moments, sitting on your SD cards right now.
Mm.
Are you taking this one simple, vital step to protect them?
Yeah.
Really consider making in-camera formatting just non-negotiable. Every time. It takes maybe 30 seconds, but it can save you hours of frustration and honestly prevent real heartbreak if a card fails or files get corrupted. Protect those precious images.